Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Here's some vignettes from a Columbia River cookbook of 1972. Historians tell us that the Columbia River is believed to have been a great highway for the migration of races throughout thousands of years. Flint artifacts dug from beneath boulders of the Chelan Moraine prove man's habitation here before the Ice Age. A moraine is a pile of rocks and dirt from a receding glacier. Here in 1893, the Iron Horse crossed the Columbia over the newly built railroad bridge. Pauline Atkinson, a native of Chelan County, her mother's family homesteaded on Howard Flat in 1898. That family were friends of Chief Long Jim and other Chelan Indians. Her mother learned the Chinook jargon when a young child. Pauline was born in the home her parents built on Antoine Creek. Arthur Campbell Sr., son of Chelan pioneer C.C. Campbell, was active in the operation of Campbell's Lodge until his death in August 1972. Peter Miller is a Columbia Country native. For several years, Peter and Betty owned and operated Stehekin's famous Swissmont Lodge, he doing almost all of the building of it. They came out reluctantly at season's end to winter in Wenatchee. There's a family predisposition for building and innkeeping. Betty's brother, Bob, was proprietor of Kelly's Resort on Lake Chelan, which he and his wife built and developed. Let's make some rosemary tea and activate our sluggish brains. It's supposed to help a weak memory and quicken the senses. Rosemary comforts the stomach, rests the heart, benefits the gums and teeth, helps digestion, and drives away flatulence. I tried some tea for my memory, but it didn't seem to help. Think I'll try it again, though. A famous Frenchman has said that if you'd like to be a sexpot when you're more than 80, just remember that an alert mind in an older body is much appreciated and the deadliest trap that a man faces. During our growing years, my mother nursed us during convalescences with drinks of hot milk and honey. Colds were treated with scalding foot baths, accompanied by hot lemonade and reinforcement from the tea kettle. It came unrelentingly until the desired sweat was achieved. The worst thing of all was the dreaded dose of Santa Leaves tea, as well as mustard plasters with Vicks Vapor Rub. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.